Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Wednesday, the 20th of November, 2019. On the podcast today, I have Gil Holzman, co-founder and CEO of Eco Atlantic Oil and Gas, and Gil discusses the results of their last 3 and 6 months alongside a corporate and operational update. Also on the podcast, Charles Bray, executive chairman of Equatorial Mining, talks about their share consolidation, change of name, and operational progress. And as always, I have two lists for you, the top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top 5 most liked RNSs. By the way, you can see both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk. In fact, top 10 versions of those. And if you do receive an RNS via the app, which is free to download at your app store, and you like the content, don't forget, hit that thumbs up button, and I could share it right here in the podcast. And of course, it could be on that in the top 5 list, top 10 list at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Want to get live push notification alerts whenever a company you follow releases an RNS? Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Gil Holzman, President and Chief Executive Officer of Eco Atlantic Oil and Gas. Gil, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin. Good morning from London.
Yeah, morning, and you've just released your unaudited results for the 6 months ended 30th of 2019, and I've done a bit of a business update as well, because you've done lots in the last 6 months, so lots been going on, very active. So before we dig into that, Gil, as always, I hate to leave people out and, you know, start the story halfway through kind of thing, so for people not familiar, just give a brief summary. Tell them what Eco Atlantic's all about, please.
Eco Atlantic is an oil and gas company focusing on exploring in two of the hotspots of the exploration world around the globe, in Namibia and in Guyana. In Namibia, we have offshore 4 offshore blocks. 2 of them are drill ready, actually, where we see a lot of increasing activity and interest towards the 2020 drilling campaign that will be performed by Total, by Shell, by Exxon, by Moran Prom. In Guyana, we are holding a 15% working interest in the very prolific Orinduik block in partnership with Talo Oil and Total, where we actually had 2 oil discoveries in our 2019 drilling campaign. We drilled 2 wells and we have 2 oil discoveries, and we are now gearing up for a very busy 2020 drilling campaign and appraisal, a potential appraisal of our discoveries.
Wow, that was a kind of a summary. In fact, that was it. Good night. All right. Let's. The RNS I just read is good because it's broken down and it's all in bullet points. It's very easy to read. So let's just cover that for people who've not read it. First of all, let's go with the financials, because you've got a strong balance sheet there, haven't you?
Yes, actually, after drilling and completing all our drilling program in 2019, actually drilling 2 offshore wells in Guyana, we now After paying all the bills, we now have over $21 million to start 2020 and towards the 2020 drilling campaign. That puts us in a position that we can easily participate in three or even up to four offshore wells, offshore Guyana, as will be proposed by our operator Talo and agreed by our JV partner ourselves and Total. So the good thing is that we are fully funded for next year drilling campaign. That means that we will not need to turn back to the market or to shareholders to raise money, which in turn puts us in a very, very strong situation. On top of that, we have over 15 prospects to choose from for drilling next year. This year we were focusing on the tertiary age that we saw on the Orindwick block, and we actually drilled two wells with two oil discoveries, albeit heavy, but still two oil discoveries, no dusters, so that means that we know exactly what we're targeting. Next year looks like we're going to focus on the Cretaceous horizon that lies on our block, which was the geological age where Exxon and Hess and partners actually came up with over 6 billion barrels of light oil discoveries. So next year we are planning to drill at least one Cretaceous target, one of the biggest one, potentially up to 1 billion barrels worth of a target, and as well as potentially upper raise Jethro in order to assess its additional reservoir parameters and commerciality.
Yeah, wow. You've done it all again. Let's slow down. Let's go back a bit. Okay, let's go back to the operations here. So in Guyana this year, for people not aware, you have had two very successful wells here. So Jethro 1 and Joe 1. Take us through where we are at the moment. What's happening there?
Okay, so in 12th of August, I think, and then later in September, we announced two oil discoveries. One major oil discovery on Jethro 1 and another oil discovery on Joe 1. So two hits out of two wells. Yeah. While analyzing the data and the samples that were taken from these wells that were received by us, officially last week, we could see that the oil is considered to be heavy crude with a potentially high content of sulfur. Having said that, the reservoir parameters look extremely positive. The permeability, the porosity, the overpressure that we see in the reservoirs, 8,600 PSI instead of 6,000, the temperature of the oil in the reservoir, which is 94 degrees, all suggest that the oil is very mobile and therefore quite easily producible. Of course, it's heavy oil, but again, you need to look at not at the API numbers, but rather on the viscosity. Viscosity is quite low and therefore the oil is mobile. That suggests that the oil potentially will flow, just like we see in the neighboring Hammerhead discovery, which actually extends into our block, which considered to be a heavy oil discovery and therefore not dissimilar from Jethro. Hammerhead was appraised by Exxon and Hess and successfully flow tested, and it's actually queued for production sometimes in 2024. So that means that the heavy oil worked there in offshore Guyana. We will need to do further assessment and further analysis, and we will need to upper-raise Jethro and to sidetrack it into the channel in order to potentially increase the volumes to make it producible and commercially viable. There is a lot of demand for heavy oil today around the world, mainly in the Gulf Coast, as well as in various refineries in Europe and in the Far East. The sanctions that were put on Venezuela and the decline in production in Mexico puts a lot of companies that are looking for heavy oil under a bit over demand, and they're looking to acquire heavy oil. Heavy oil is traded today around the world at sometimes premium to Brent, but sometimes with some kind of a discount to Brent, let's say 4% to 10%, and therefore it is a very good commodity. So we have a discovery, we have heavy oil. We don't know exactly the full analysis of the lab test, and we don't know exactly the entire parameters surrounding it. It's still a work in progress, and we are very optimistic that we will make it commercial with tests next year.
So like I say, heavy oil there. Early indications suggest it could be commercial, like other operations around the world, but you're still having those tests there. Do you have any idea how long those tests take?
It takes time. We just got the initial results, and as I said, the entire reservoir parameters are very, very positive. As I said, permeability, porosity, overpressure, temperature all suggest that it will be producible. Now we need to check the economics: how much is going to cost us to take the oil out, and how much and for how much is going to be sold. These things take time to assess. We get more and more indicators from the initial lab results that suggest that we have a very nice discovery that will be subject to further analysis and further exploration and appraisal next year between the partners in hope to bring it up to production.
Yeah, yeah, okay, and exactly. And to just go over some things, you know, going to be happening next year, because you've got a busy sort of program there as well. So what's going on there, Gil?
So we are now at the moment. There's another well being drilled by our partners, not on our block but on a adjacent block, a well that is targeting the older Cretaceous age, where supposedly lighter oil should be found. The Carapa well is being drilled as we speak by Repsol, Talo, and Total. We expect to see the results from it by, hopefully by middle of December, and then we will be in a much better position to actually decide on our exact drilling program for next year. So basically, we're waiting for the Carapa results. By the end of January, we plan to approve the drilling targets and drilling budget on Orindwick for next year. As I said, we are considering two wells, at least two wells for next year, and we will be in a position to announce to the market the exact selection of the targets as well as the budget surrounding it. The Carapa well will also add a lot of information to our CPR. We are currently preparing an updated CPR that takes into consideration the Jeffro and Joe discoveries and additional tertiary prospects and targets that are now visible with potentially some good scoring. We will add the Carapa results or the Carapa information into the CPR, so we hope to be in a position to update the market with an updated CPR again sometimes in January 2020. Bottom line, we are now, everyone is getting nearer to Christmas and nearer to year end, and you guys have elections here on the 12th of December. We will wrap up the year in 2-3 weeks, and we will start January 2020 with a fresh new start, fresh new year, fully funded for an exciting exploration campaign in Orindwick in 2020.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, and one final thing then, Gil, as always, if someone is looking at the RNS and hearing our progress here but are not yet following the story, give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
First of all, after last week's announcement, the market massively disproportionately overreacted. Okay, so the current share price, we believe, is a very, very good opportunity to get into this exciting story and exciting company. Next year, we, as I said, we're going to start from fresh in 2020, fully funded, and towards a very exciting drilling campaign on Orindwick, targeting big Cretaceous targets with potential light oil, and Jeffro and Joe. As the data is keep on coming to us, I'll look much better than the market sentiment.
Yeah, absolutely marvelous stuff. Good to chat to you, Gil, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Justin. Have a nice day.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Charles Bray, Executive Chairman of Equatorial Mining. EM.P is the ticker there. Charles, thanks for joining me again.
Good to speak with you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we're getting some news and see what you're up to in a bit. Before we do, Charles, for people not familiar with the company, could you summarise what Equatorial Mining is all about, please?
Yes, we are an East African-focused mineral resource company. We are investing in joint ventures across Rwanda initially to focus on mining of tantalum, tin, and tungsten. We have some news about some potential new ventures that I can mention later, but our focus is on the three T's in Rwanda.
Okay, so it's tantalum, tin, and what was the other one you said?
Tungsten.
Tungsten, right. And yes. Why these metals specifically then, Charles?
It's a good question. They're very abundant in Rwanda, in that part of East Africa, from the what I describe as most of the DRC, but most definitely the eastern portion of the DRC, across Lake Kivu into Rwanda. They are very prominent minerals and quite abundant in that area.
Okay. And just before we get into some recent news, take us up to where you are at the moment as far as operations are concerned and investments.
Yeah. Recently, we started operations on our initial site, and that is Kwaka. We've begun mining there, but we are in the process of installing a 40-ton wash plant, slightly bigger than we had initially planned on, but the prospects look good. We have also shipped up a large amount of yellow equipment from South Africa. So some of that's arrived, some of it's in transit, and we're expecting that by the end of February, we'll have all the equipment on the ground and all of it operational. So very much looking forward to that when we can ramp up revenues.
Yeah, absolutely. And what kind of sort of production numbers are you hoping to hit?
Again, we're looking at top line revenue numbers from the Kwaka site to be about, let's say, $5 to $6 million US dollars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. All right. And I noticed just looking through your news there, you're having a share consolidation. Why is that then, Charles?
The company has really changed focus, and we wanted to emphasize that. There have been a number of share issues under the old Equatorial management team, and we decided it'd be best to consolidate, get the shares into a number that is reasonable, and also to refocus the company, and instead of and just deal in pence, we feel it's much more, let's say, typical, normal, usual for a UK mining company.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, and you're changing the name as well, aren't you?
Yes, we're going to change the name to East Inco Mining PLC, which is, and East Inco, by the way, is the name of our subsidiary company, which we acquired in Rwanda, which is focused on the Kwaka site. And we just feel that as an operator, in our focus being in Rwanda, again, to emphasize that we're trying to turn the page, refocus the company, be cash flow positive, revenue generating, and focused on the three T's in Rwanda.
Yeah. And so looking forward there, I mean, you talk about being cash flow positive. When are you hoping to achieve that?
We expect that by the middle of 2020, we should be cash flow positive. Again, on the ground, things are quite dynamic. So, you know, I don't want to speak out of turn, but we're hopeful that's the case. And we're planning for that to be the case.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, Charles, if someone's listening to this and likes the sound of that and the progress you're making there, but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Yes. Number one, I'd say, is we are working in an environment that is very suitable for us to do our business. We find Rwanda to be just this incredibly positive working environment for companies. That's number one. Number two, we are socially responsible, and some people may not feel that that counts for much, but we are very much focused on it. And so we're focused as in the community on building the right relationships and having a long-term presence in country. And number three, I'd say, is, again, it's that cash flow. We're working in JVs where there's a proven resource, and we're then exploiting that resource, if that's the right word, but utilizing that resource to generate cash flow. And that's our emphasis. This is not about, let's call it speculative exploration. This is much more about extraction and cash flow.
Got it. Excellent stuff. Charles, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching
Wonderful
up.
Wonderful to speak to you.
Yeah, hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Yes, look forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Bidstack. Good to see Bidstack back there. And getting a good bit of support around this level. It'd be interesting to see if this is where the bottom is. Up 1.37% to 18.5 pence. At four, Fever Tree Drinks, up 8.47% to £20.15. Or 2015 pennies, 0.92. Integumin at 3. Its skin is ticker there. Good news from them today. Up 2.7% to 1.895. At 2, Tissue Regenics Group at TRX. Down 4.35% to 1.1. And up 23.82%. It's Xeros Technology, 1.176. Of course, the news come out, but I'm sure there's no one else there somewhere. It's not in the top five, but it turns out the CEO and two of the directors have taken $50,000 of the placing, which is nice to see because didn't have much skin in the game beforehand. All right, top five most liked RNSs are from the following companies: Bahamas Petroleum, contractor and long lead item update. At 4, Innovaderma, launch of new Skinny Tan Chalk range in Superdrug. At 3, Extract Resources, Zambia Copper Exploration Update. At 2, Petrofac Limited. Petrofac secures 120 million in EPS awards. And number 1 is Integumin. Results of AI water research project. Rhino Cloud AI remotely detects contaminated water with 99.3% accuracy in 3.37 seconds. And that Rhino Cloud they bought, of course, is looking like a good investment there. It's been used for all kinds of things. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.